the notion of lucky and unlucky days or months is often associated with superstition, some witchcraft, or something like that. And this is why people often think that it's not a Jewish belief, which is completely incorrect, because it is specifically said in the code of Jewish law that there are times which are more auspicious, and then there are times which are less auspicious. For example, it specifically says that the month of Adar is considered to be a lucky month for the Jews. It says specifically if a Jew has a court case against a non-Jew, that he is hoping to prevail, he should try to schedule it for the month of Adar, because that's a auspicious time. That's a lucky time for the Jews. Also, it says that a month of Av, the beginning of month of Av, which is the period that we are in right now, is considered to be not a positive time in many respects for us. Specifically, it says that if there are dangerous preoccupations, you should not be doing them in the first 9 days of month of Av, because it's considered to be a time when we have less protection that we would have otherwise. This is why in Jewish day camps, because month of Av is always in the middle of the summer, and Jewish day camps never schedule going to amusement parks during these 9 days. And Jewish camps are trying to be extra careful always during these times. And the reason for this is because many sad things have happened throughout our history during this period of time. And the 9th of Av obviously is the day of destruction of the temple. And the 9th of Av is also the day when many other not good things have happened to the Jews. So we see that the time can be helping us and the time can be working against us. And the reason for that is because when God created the world, he created two limitations for all of us: the limitation of time, the limitation of space. So just like there are better spaces and worse spaces, there are holy spaces and there are unholy spaces. There is a synagogue and then there is a bathroom. There is dangerous space, and then there is a safe space. So there are holier times and less holy times, and there are also safer times and less safe times. The question is it that the times made the bad things that happened during these times happen? Or is it that the bad things that happened then created this time to be not good? In other words, is the time itself the cause for the negative events, or the negative events cause this time to be not good? So which one is it? The Torah is telling us that actually the time is what is causing the not good events to take place. We know historically that not good things happen during this time. This is an indication that this is not an auspicious time. And the Torah specifically tells us about these particular periods of time, the month of Adar and the month of Av. So the negative events of 9th of Av actually started from the Chumash itself, from the five books of Moses. So from the five books of Moses itself, we see that this time is not a good time, not a safe time for us.